This week, WWNO has been exploring Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. The Central City Corridor is home to new nonprofits and business ventures after a redevelopment effort of more than a decade. Today, WWNO's Eve Tro wraps up coverage with a conversation just off the boulevard on Barone Street. It's the new home of Tulane City Center, a venture of the University School of Architecture with a strong service learning component. Recently appointed director Maurice Cox is also associate dean for community engagement. He gave some history and context to what's happening on OC Haley, starting with City Center's new home.
The Tulane City Center is quite fortunate that we are kind of the last man in riding the coattails of a redevelopment that has been long forecast. And we're a part of, I think, the largest concentration of adapting and reusing historic structures that were very, very large containers. And so I think it attracted some really innovative anchor institutions in a way that no other district in the city has.
Explain that term, adaptive reuse, a little bit.
Well, New Orleans is blessed with an extraordinary inventory of historic buildings. Many of them, you know, are former public buildings, schools, and so this was a former department store, and now it's a design center. Ashe was a former department store, and it's a cultural center. Myrtle Banks was an elementary school, and now it's a public food market. But it's very unusual to have so many thousands of square feet of work with no new construction. All of it is an existing structure being adapted, happening within a walkable five-block district. And you have all of these big cultural anchors for a street. So now you'll have the small business owner that can fill in the gaps between all of these much bigger structures.
I wanted to talk about this idea of adaptive reuse a little more. When you have so much space available for adaptive reuse, that signifies major change. You only do an adaptive reuse of a big space when what was in it before has essentially completely disappeared, and now we've got something entirely new. We have a whole new paradigm in place.
Yeah, I do think that you have to be very deliberate in understanding that there are consequences, both positive and negative, to a mix of users that have never been co-located before. It's really encouraging to see something like the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra declaring that this will be their home. And so I can assure you, in very little time, other musicians will discover this as a district that will be forever associated with jazz. The New Orleans, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, I can assure you, is going to promote a lot of restaurants. And it just goes on, Cafe Reconcile, the idea of workforce training and development. I can almost predict that there will be other workforce development entities that co-locate because of Cafe Reconcile. And so for our piece, as a design center, our thought is, well, this neighborhood is probably going to have urban design and planning services the way no other neighborhood has it, just because that's what we do and this is our backyard. And so all of a sudden you start thinking, okay, well, it's not just on Aretha Castle Haley, but it's on Barone Street and it's on Carondelet. And so what's the absorption of new housing, and how can you make sure that the beautiful residential structures receive the restorations that they need? You don't want it. You don't want the success to get away from it.
What do you mean by that?
Like the history of this street. Why is it named after Aretha Castle Haley? This street is still associated with the civil rights movement. Significant protests and marches were staged on this street for the right to not only shop in these stores, but to be employed in these stores. So is it possible to interpret that and have the entire street be an open-air museum to the civil rights movement?
And it has been primarily an African-American neighborhood for many, many decades.
I think much like the Jewish community invited African-Americans to shop on Dryas, as it was called back then. Now you have a situation where, you know, African American entrepreneurs are inviting all kinds of folks in New Orleans to participate in the renaissance of this street. And so I think it's a fitting legacy that some of those institutions that were responsible for staying the course, like Carol Bebel's Ashe, until others would come along. And the investment that we see now is a diverse investment.
Maurice Cox, director of Tulane City Center, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the questions and the opportunity to speak about what I think is the next big success story in New Orleans.
Find all our stories and photos of Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard at wwno.org.